Hi, this is Rick with Southern Porch Life. I hope you enjoy the following. In this episode, we will start with some of the best of Southern Porch Life. Hopefully you will get a chance to be exposed to Southern Porch Life if you've never heard it before. And if you have been a follower of Southern Porch Life, this will be kind of a best of series where you can go back and hear what Roger and I spoke about. So enjoy this episode. It's only going to be about 10 minutes long, and I'll be sharing more of the best of over the next couple of weeks while Roger and I get ready to start podcasting live on Southern Porch Life.
I have to say, I'm back. That seems to be a recurring thought for me, is the old Jackson Browne song, Running on Empty.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just... You know, here I was running on empty. I looked to my side to my friends, and they were running on empty too. And sometimes, you know, it's like that old thought, the difference between a major operation and a minor operation. You know, a minor operation is when they operate on you. A major operation is when they operate on me, as it relates to whatever. And I think some people have it, if you really examine, if you really go beyond the surface, have it really hard, and a lot harder than you do. But because it's their stuff, it's a minor operation in which wherever you are, that's a major, that's a big deal. And that's sad that it comes out that way. It's probably a personality disorder, a little sociopathy.
No,
but I'm sorry.
I think that's true. No, I guess that's a good start. Is because as we get into the holiday season, and you know, we were just speaking about that before we went live. We already talked how many times that we can't do two things at one time, and I'm trying to do two things at one time.
Multitasking. Yeah. Well, that's just a way of squeezing us more. You know, we just can't buy into the garb. I mean, it's just about, you know, the more, that's one of the hard things of being retired, is watching these shows about what kind of chemicals are in your system, what happened at 9/11, and boy, all of a sudden when you dig deeper, you're like, I can't unlearn, I can't unring that bell, but boy, it's like, wow, I just never thought of that. You know, you just gonna run till you drop, kind of things. But they tell you, you know, and that's sad when you see people that look real healthy, and 3 days later, they're gone. It's like, what? What happened? And it's just, you know, we don't want to buy into that. Life is fragile. It is tough. That things can get you. And then get you out of nowhere. And I've spoken about it many times on this show about that I had a stroke. And the literally the day before, I was out cleaning up the yard. I didn't have I didn't feel bad. My stomach didn't hurt. My head didn't, nothing hurt. I was doing fine. Went to bed, boom. Everything blew up. Changed my whole world in a matter of, in less than 24 hours. I went from being in the front yard to being in the hospital. But that's how it works.
Right. Well, that's a good point about your opening statement is a major and minor operation is, when we have people and have friends that go through things like that, we're concerned and it bothers them, but we still go on with our lives and the minor operation. But when it happens to us and our family members, that's when it becomes a major operation. Ooh. Because, and that's what happened to you is, it was a major operation. You'd be there for people I know would have had a stroke or go through it. But if it weren't you, you'd still go on with life.
Well, you have to soldier, you know, and that's part of the education you received growing up, soldier, that whole idea of soldiering on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the old Lombardi, I don't want somebody that can just run to a touchdown. I want somebody that can run for 10 yards, get knocked down, come back to the huddle and say, give me the ball again.
Yeah.
He said, that's the kind of guy I want because that's a winner. And so you want to be a winner. You don't want to be a less than. You don't want to be second string. You want to be – and so sitting around with people doesn't seem to help, doesn't seem to make that much of a difference. And so you have all this pressure to step up and to keep soldiering on.
Yeah, your sister thing, you know, what is your time? Is your, first of all, thank you, Gail. Sister, you're like, you looking good, guys. Well, thank you, Gail. We appreciate that. And when it's your time, it's your time.
It is.
The deal is that no one knows the time. And so, yes, there's a lesson to be said of that. Because you're right, none of us know when it's our time. As far as I know, I think I'm fairly good at my hygiene, but I've never seen an expiration date on me.
Let me help you, Rick. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So,
like, you go along, I'm just saying, you go along, you're hitting it, you drop. It's like, goodness gracious.
And you know, I shared with you, yeah, Cheryl mentioned this morning that, you know, like this week she's had three or four people she's known in her life that she's seen have died this week or something, you know.
Yeah.
And yes, unfortunately, still the way the world runs, you know, when you're 25, 35, 45, it's a rare event, and every once in a while you get your college newsletter or something, and, you know, you'll say, oh, wow, that's a shocker that they died so young. But when we start getting our age, I think my daughter's, it's our age, you know, get used to it, you know. The old story. Every morning I wake up and read the obituaries. My name's not there. That I'm not there.
Hey, touchdown, man! I did die today. Yeah. And that's, boy, that is so it. And what people drop. And again, the one thing I want to say is, it's not. There is no warning. You didn't get a letter in the mail saying tonight is it. Mm-hmm. You don't get that. And,
not unless you're in a horror film.
Oh, that's good too. Yeah,
good. Give me a city letter saying tonight is it.
That's it. Oh my goodness! And speaking of my sister, she just went from Texas to Oklahoma to have Thanksgiving with our big brother and be around old colleagues. And that's a good moment. Her husband and her son visited a person. I had forgotten about, but boy, the minute the name came up, I go, I remember that guy. And he was a cattle rancher.
Well, she also said a football player on the West Virginia team, full concussion, out of himself, but screaming to get back in the game, screaming at the coach.
Yeah, her and I talked about that.
Is that?
Did you watch like Oklahoma play West Virginia?
Yeah.
And one of the defenders got knocked in the head, I think. Or anyway, somebody from the West Virginia team got knocked in the head. And you could tell by watching it on TV, that guy was loopy.
Yeah.
I mean, he was okay. And there's a protocol to help protect this person. And Pooley, on that, he didn't care. He wanted back in the game. And he was going back and forth on the sideline, just acting out, trying to get back in the game. I'm like, ooh-wee, if I was one of the coaches, I don't know if I could handle that. And my sister said, at some point, they told you got to go out of the stadium, man. We can't handle that. But then we talked about Clemson having a player that didn't play right.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's, you know, there is civility is a big issue, You know, if you want to be a winner, it's not just being a winner. It's how you handle yourself. And I was talking to her about Dabo Swinney and creating a culture at Clemson. You know, he wasn't looking about winning. He was about looking at a culture of winning, years of winning,
yeah.
And that vision. And I do believe that that's a piece of it, you know, that, you know, are you going to be a spectator or are you going to be a participator? You know, that's, as you get older, well, that's hard. It's hard. You know, and I think living around people you know makes it easier for you to participate. as you get older. And I think when you've moved to a distant country, people don't know you. And they have limited opportunities to help. And unless you just, you know, got in the right groove to get help, getting help doesn't happen.
No.
You just, you know, there you are. You know, nobody knows your name. How does that work?
Exactly. I remember, you know, one year actually that was one of the topics you spoke on Channel 7. Maybe it was 2016, 2017.
But years ago.
But it's not too early to start thinking about, you know, do you want to start creating that vision for you going forward? And is this your New Year's resolution? Is a vision for your life? Because this is the one thing I am concerned about is there's a lot of people walking out there that have no vision for their life. So they're...
No purpose.
Yeah, so they're always surprised when they don't end up where they don't know where they're going.
So. Yeah, and I was, Suzanne and I were talking about watching this program where they proved that how you thought affected how you operated.
Most definitely.
You know, the inner thought that you had, what were you telling yourself? You know, I'm a turkey, I'm a turkey, I'm a turkey, I'm a turkey. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what?
You're a turkey.
You became a turkey. But it's, and I think that's also a piece that's hard, is getting with the right group of people. Boy, I think as you get older, that's really hard.
Well, there you have it, a little bit of Southern Porch Life. This is from an episode on November 27th, 2018. If you followed us in the past, I hope you have enjoyed listening to the best of, and if this is your first exposure to Southern Porch Life, I hope you enjoyed it. We will be playing more of the best of until Roger and I start the podcast in mid-March with new material.